Just like we can say the word Jesus and make that a common expression, we definitely do that with the Holy Spirit in the church. And
if we even talk about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And amongst believers, and I don't know. I don't even know where to start in talking about how important it is for us to understand. I mean, if you just read this book, you know, cover to cover, and, you know, especially if you just read the New Testament, man, you would be begging God for the Spirit. You'd see how everything's impossible, how everything's just going to be normal, just going to be flat, and blah, unless the Holy Spirit comes and inhabits us and changes everything about us. Man, yeah, we definitely need to camp out on this one.
And there's so much. I really do, not just to give a shameless plug, but your book, I think, is really beneficial, Forgotten God, on, okay, we have misunderstood the Holy Spirit, or altogether, in many ways, ignored, forgotten the role of the Holy Spirit in the Christian life. Yeah. And this is a tragic mistake. Like, we cannot do this. This Spirit is the one who empowers, who leads, who guides, enables us to obey Christ, us to make disciples, us to experience the intimacy that we're designed for in God, the light we're designed for in God. And so to really talk about, okay, who is the Holy Spirit? To dive into questions, and that's why I mentioned your book, because I think your book can be a helpful, and I know we got links to it on the website, but a helpful resource just to say, okay, many people have so many misguided understandings about the Holy Spirit. So who is the Holy Spirit? How does the Holy Spirit affect my life on a day-by-day basis? To maybe spend some time practically pointing people to, here's the effect of the Spirit in your life on a day-to-day basis. Here's why we need the Spirit of God.
Because you're going to be miserable trying to obey this book if your focus is not on the Holy Spirit. You're just going to be constantly ridden with guilt, constantly defeated, because you're not going to pull this off. And now you're going to try to make disciples apart from the Spirit of God. That is going to lead to a frustrating, miserable life. And yet those times when you experience the Holy Spirit and putting to death the deeds of the flesh and going out and impacting other people's lives, like it's a complete switch from I'm miserable, frustrated, this is impossible, to this is what I was created for. I'm experiencing God. Oh, what an amazing day. I experienced the presence. You know, it's just it's everything.
So spend time. Again, start where the person you're discipling is. Like, ask them, how do you understand the Holy Spirit? Who do you understand the Holy Spirit to be? When I say Holy Spirit, what do you think of? And then start there and begin to lead and guide them to think through, all right, why the Holy Spirit is necessary, what it means to walk in step with the Spirit, and really begin to flesh that out practically, all toward the end that they realize the Spirit is in me so that I might be a witness to the end of the earth, so that I might make disciples. And if we're not doing that, then we are missing at least part of the major point of the Holy Spirit being us.
Yeah,
in us.
I would even say maybe even as you end, just a time of prayer and really go, you know, what do you believe the Holy Spirit is leading you to do next, you know, in keeping in step with Him? That maybe it's a time of prayer and really seeking after God and saying, Lord, lead me by Your Spirit. Where do You want me to go next? What do You want me to do?